Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Oh, Morena, Rob, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Now, I want to thank you, Rachel, because you've given me a new mantra about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yes.
It used to be I'd rather be a mug than smug by Ian Drury, but now it's don't be a dingus by Rachel.
I do unfortunately say that way too often. It's like the least cool thing to say, but you know
no,
what?
No,
I stand
no,
by
no,
it.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. No, it isn't.
Don't be a dingus.
Right. Thanks for that. Right. Now, a new study carried out by Dr. Jonathan... I don't remember what his last name is because you don't know. A Chilean scientist at the Climate and Environmental Sciences Laboratory in Paris suggests...
I mean, that sounds like an important job. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely not a dingus. In Paris, suggests that a Patagonian cypress in Chile is 5,484 years old, beating the current record by a tree called bristlecone pine in California by 600 years.
I've caught up now, but I wasn't entirely sure what you were talking about, if cypress was like a person or a thing, and then I realised it was a tree.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Now I'm following. Yeah. Now I'm following.
How mad is that?
That's bloody old.
That's extremely old. But trouble is, when he went to take the core samples, the bit or whatever you want to call it, wasn't long enough. Because the tree is like 4 meters thick.
Whoa.
So did it most of the way, and then he sort of like try to work out how old it is. He feels pretty confident with his calculations, but I find having no expectations is the way to go. Because he'll possibly never be able to go to a cocktail evening again if he's got this wrong.
I hope he's got it right, because you know, the tree people will want to know.
I'm going to keep my eye on that, because that just blows my mind.
So how old again?
5,484 years, 3 weeks, 2 days, and 28 minutes.
Oh, no.
29 minutes.
He knows it to the minute.
No, I just made that bit.
That was
what they call comic thing, you know.
It's called a joke.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not, obviously. So, yeah, that's fantastic. Now, this story, for some reason, just... I thought this was so beautiful, beautiful little story, right?
All right, I'm ready to be moved.
In May, a crew of round-the-world sailors who were 270 k's off the coast of Cape Reinga on their way to New Caledonia after visiting New Zealand, they're potting around. All of a sudden, this bird's landed on board. It's a rarely seen red-footed booby, which is part of the gannet family.
Sorry.
Normally, they're known to only forage over water 150 k's from land, and the nearest breeding colony is 780 k's away in the Kermadec Islands.
That's the place, yep.
Now, there's around itself, right? The bird hung around on the boat for five days and four nights, just flying off, getting a few fish and all that.
Having a rest.
Yeah, just pottering about. And then when they were about 140 k's from New Caledonia, it took off. And it was gone. Now, they don't migrate, so it looks like it's found a new home.
Aww, isn't that nice?
But I just thought, nice. I love having when you have interactions with animals like that.
Mm. Totally. I mean, it's how Oppo the dolphin became such an icon. People just love an animal that you can,
don't look at me like that. No, I'll look at it afterwards.
Wait, hang on. You actually don't know Oppo the dolphin? I thought you were just winding me up there.
No. I never. When have I ever done that, Rachel? Come on.
Never.
About 20 minutes ago, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry.
Dead serious all the time. Rob, you got to look up Oppo the dolphin. You're going to love that.
I might be able to talk about that
next week.
It'll
make your day.
Okay. Well, yeah, sorry. That was... Wow. It's going well, isn't it? All good. Old trees and birds that just want to take it easy.
Trees and birds that want to take it easy. Honestly, that's the soothing Mind Trench I did not know I needed today, Rob. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
You've also picked us a good song. What are we going to listen to?
This is Dukes of Chutney with a song called Domino.
Nice. See you soon, Rob.
Toodaloo.
Is the song going to play? Yes, it is.
Yes. Yay! Thank you.
fellow mule. Diggy, tell them where you're at.
Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.